So for now, the House awaits the final action by the Senate on the reconciliation bill we sent them 3 weeks ago. I doubt we see a changed product by the end of this month. And frankly, depending on the changes they make, there could be serious problems when it comes back to the House. Remember, the vote to pass it out of the House, 215 to 214. And even with a couple of members missing the vote, a three-vote Republican advantage is likely not to survive major changes to SALT, clean energy credits, and additional cuts to Medicaid.